This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Voting is, when you get right down to it, a personal thing. Even when you line up ideologically with a particular candidate or party, sometimes there is just something that makes you hesitate, which gets us to Brett Frye. He's 31 years old. He's the sole employee and owner of his own cigar shop in Manassas, Virginia. It's about an hour or so west of Washington, D.C. He's also an Iraqi war vet who, despite being a lifelong GOP supporter, still calls himself undecided. Brett, it's good to talk to you.
You as well.
So it's a day out, man. Are you a real undecided, or are you leaning one way undecided?
I'm a leaning one way undecided. I'm leaning right. I've been a registered Republican since I was able to vote. So I'd say I'm a leaning undecided.
What would it take for Governor Romney to seal the deal? Because my guess would be that he'd be real interested in doing that right about now.
Yeah, no, I'm sure he would. My issues with that are his ambition or overambition with military. Not so much spending on defense, but more so being a former soldier who served, I worry that any of our soldiers are put in harm's way, i.e. a war.
But what else is an issue for you? I mean, when you go in there, other than the military and your business concerns, what do you got? What do you want to see progress on?
Well, entitlement's a big thing for me. We need to find a balance in this country. I do believe that it's all too easy to take the road of unemployment and or handouts. That's a big issue. Now, that being said, I have had periods in my life where I have needed unemployment, and I have received that. But I was actively, truly trying to find a job.
You appreciate the irony there, right?
Hey, 100%. And like I said, I mean, this isn't with eyes wide shut here.
Yeah.
You know, I understand that. And by all means, I'm not saying that we need to eliminate it completely. I just think there needs to be some form of balance.
What's your biggest worry then economically in the next 4 years?
The area I'm in, will we lose jobs? Will we lose jobs? Will we succeed in creating more jobs? I mean, that's really the issue, because if people have extra discretionary income, then products like luxury premium tobacco can be purchased.
It does sort of seem like you picked an especially vulnerable line of work, right?
I have, yes, indeed.
He says eyes wide open, right?
That's it.
Brett Frye, he's a small businessman. He is a registered Republican, has not yet made up his mind. He owns a luxury and premium cigar shop in Manassas, Virginia. It's called Tobacology. All right. Hey, Brett, thanks a lot.
Absolutely. Thank you.